While there are many mammal species that can glide through the air using a skin flap between their limbs, bats are the only mammals in the Earth's history who can actually truly fly. Even in the prehistoric era, we have no evidence of other flying mammals ever existing. So in today's post, we'll be sharing some unique facts about bats and their history here on Earth. The evolutionary history of bats is quite unclear, and their fossil record is unfortunately sparse. Since they lived in dense forests and their bones can be as thin as a human hair, the remains of ancient bats are quite difficult to find. However, scientists believe that bats evolved wings from their gliding ancestors. Ancient bats had leg structures that suggested they scampered through trees and leapt branch to branch before developing the ability to fly. So, what are the differences between bat wings and bird wings? Well, in addition to being the only flying mammal, in many cases, bats are even better flyers than birds. For example, did you know that bats can actually reach speeds of up to 100 miles per hour or 160 kilometers per hour just while flying? Bats' advanced speed is due to the way their wings evolved. Bat wings are notably different than bird wings in their bone structure. Birds flap their entire limbs, whereas bat wings are more like stretched out hands where they bend their fingers to flap. This makes flying much easier and energy efficient for bats. Also, because of the increased number of joints in bat wings, they are able to adjust their shape mid-air, allowing for a lot more precision than birds when it comes to flying. Birds develop their wings from the weaker front limbs of their upright dinosaur ancestors. However, not many mammals evolved to stand on their hind legs, so bats also evolved wings in a completely different way. Since bats spend most of their time flying and hanging upside down, their leg bones are also a bit fascinating. They're extremely flimsy, and only two species of bats can actually walk upright, which is the vampire bat and the burrowing bat. Bat species range in size from as small as a penny, such as the Kitty's hognosed bat native to Thailand, or in some cases as large as a vulture. For example, the nickname flying foxes describes some bats that are rather large, with these bats having a wingspan of over 6 feet or about 2 meters. If you spot a bat this large flying through the sky, you might think that you're in danger, but fortunately these ones mainly eat fruits and insects, like most other bats. Even among average-sized bats that you may find in your home, bats can eat their own body weight in insects in a single hour. That's about 1,200 insects in total. For reference, that would be the human equivalent of eating nearly 20 whole pizzas within a single hour. There aren't many bat species who don't feed on fruits or insects, but the most famous species is, of course, vampire bats. As their name implies, vampire bats survive by consuming blood from other animals. Vampire bats do not suck blood through their teeth, however. Instead, they puncture their victim's vein and lap up the blood with their tongues. Vampire bats can even latch onto a sleeping animal and drink its blood for half an hour without waking up the animal in some cases. For example, this may be the case of sleeping cows or sleeping pigs in a field. Even so, in most countries, you are probably not at risk of a vampire bat attack. The species are only seen in Mexico, Central America, and a few countries further south in South America. Now, while carnivorous bats aren't a common pest, their omnivore cousins can still invade your home and carry harmful diseases such as rabies. The risk of disease and damage to your home is very real. So if you think that you have a wildlife or pest-related problem, be sure to give us a call at 855-WILDLIFE or visit our website wildlifexcm.com for more information. Thank you and we'll see you later.
Having trouble with wildlife in your home or office? Wildlife X Team is your solution to get rid of the raccoons, bats, rats, and snakes. Having a professional team, we offer both residential and commercial animal removal methods by using innovative and integrated techniques. Our services include animal trapping, dead animal removal, nuisance wild animal control, and animal capture. What are you waiting for? To get 24/7 service, call us at 855-WILDLIFE for an affordable solution for your nuisance wildlife issues.